I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is VPR News. A survivor of the atomic bombing of Hiroshima will be speaking about reconciliation and responsibility tonight at Middlebury College. And she's joined by the grandson of President Harry Truman, who has also been working to bring attention to the stories of survivors. VPR's Melody Baudette has the story.
Shigeko Sasamori was 13 years old on August 6, 1945, when she saw a beautiful airplane flying over her city, Hiroshima. She got her friend's attention.
I point up at the sky. Almost same time, I saw the white things coming down from airplane. That much, I was very clear. Then, very strong force, something very strong thing knocked me back.
She lost consciousness. When she came to, she saw injured, bleeding people somewhere in the river. Eventually, she made it to the school, and that's where her mother found her 5 days later. Over a quarter of her body was burned, including her chest and face. She holds up her hands, which are missing joints.
The tissues melted, they straightened out.
It was impossible to get medical care, so her family treated the burns with cooking oil. 10 years after the war, she was one of 25 women who were sent to the U.S. for reconstructive surgery. They were called the Hiroshima Maidens. Sasamori has lived here ever since, working as a nurse to the extent that her injuries would allow. She shared her experiences with a nonprofit that was bringing the stories of atomic bomb survivors to school groups. That's how she met Clifton Daniel, the grandson of Harry Truman, who was president when the bomb dropped.
Years ago, my son Wesley brought home a book from school, Sadako and the Thousand Paper Cranes.
It told the story of a young girl who survived the bombing but later died of leukemia.
For me, it was the first personal story of Hiroshima or Nagasaki I'd ever heard. If you look at our history books even today at the grade school and high school level, it's a page or two pages. It has facts and figures and casualty figures, but nothing about what happened to Shigeko and the people on the ground, nothing about what they went through.
One day, he got a call from Sadako's brother.
And I had a phone call from Masahiro Sasaki, Sadako's older brother, himself a survivor of Hiroshima. And all he said on that first phone call was, "I heard you read my sister's book. Can we get together someday, maybe do something together?"
They met in New York at the World Trade Center Memorial, and Daniel was invited to Japan to attend the memorial ceremonies in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, which he did 2 years later. In the meantime, he connected with Sasamori and other survivors in the U.S., many of whom are now his friends. In Japan, he met with one hostile reporter who wanted to know if he was there to apologize for his grandfather's decision. The experience rattled him.
And I thought, what have I done? What have I started here? If everybody wants an apology, where's this going to go? And when we got to the Peace Park, Masahiro came out of the pack of journalists and walked up to me and threw his arms around me. And the two of us walked into the Peace Park arm in arm.
Daniel says the survivors have all come to him in kindness, and he took the cue from his grandfather.
Because I went looking for how he felt about this. He had regrets. He would never back off the idea that it was the right thing to do and that he made the right decision, but he hated the damage it caused, the death, the destruction, the women and children.
And he believes in reconciliation, honoring the dead, and teaching the personal history. He has since taken his son to Japan again to gather more survivor stories that will be housed at the Truman Library. And he continues to speak with survivors to share the message of reconciliation. It's a message that Sasamori has shared throughout her life.
When my son was born, then I said to him, "You are never go to war. I don't let you to go to war."
Now 83, she says she'll tell her story as long as she's able. For VPR News, I'm Melody Baudette.